Hello, welcome to Bookie. Today we talk about the book Frida, a biography of Frida Kahlo. Hailed by readers and critics across the country, this engrossing biography of Mexican painter Frida Kahlo reveals a woman of extreme magnetism and originality, an artist whose sensual vibrancy came straight from her own experiences, her childhood near Mexico City during the Mexican Revolution, a devastating accident at age 18 that left her crippled and unable to bear children, her tempestuous marriage to muralist Diego Rivera, and intermittent love affairs with men as diverse as Isamu Nogu and Leon Trotsky, her association with the Communist Party, her absorption in Mexican folklore and culture, and her dramatic love of spectacle. Hayden Herrera is an art historian. She has lectured widely, curated several exhibitions of art, taught Latin American art at New York University, and has been awarded a Guggenheim Fellowship. She is the author of numerous articles and reviews for such publications as Art in America, Art Forum, Connoisseur, and The New York Times, among others. Her books include Frida, a biography of Frida Kahlo, Mary Frank, and Matisse, a portrait. She is working on a critical biography of Arshile Gorky. She lives in New York City. Frida Kahlo, Coyoacan 1907-1954, is considered one of the most important Mexican painters. Many count her among the artists linked to the Surrealist movement, but she will never confirm her adherence to this current. Frida is a total biographical account of the life of Frida Kahlo, the important Mexican painter. The biography covers important events in her life, including relationships and events that influenced her and her famous paintings. Many people that knew Kahlo thought that she was intricately linked to her paintings and that it was impossible to separate the woman from the artist. With this in mind, the biography of Kahlo allows the reader to have a greater understanding of and appreciation for the life of Kahlo and her impressive array of artistic works. The biography starts with Kahlo's early days and gives a detailed account of her family life. To give a better understanding of Kahlo's beginnings and her education, these situations are fully covered, including the people with whom Kahlo became friends and letters written at the time. When she was young, she was the victim of a terrible bus accident that affected her for the rest of her life. Steel bars penetrated her and ripped apart her body. She suffered greatly and was subjected to the first of many, many operations and physician procedures during her lifetime. However, a confinement to the bed allowed her to find the skill that defined her life, painting. When she was still young, Kahlo met Diego Rivera, the man who would one day be her husband and obsessively the center of her world. She sought his honest opinion of her artistic work so she could determine whether she should pursue it or move on to a different career. Rivera was taken with her at the time, but it would be years before they became involved romantically. Throughout their marriage, divorce, and subsequent remarriage, Rivera and Kahlo maintained a unique and unusual relationship. Both individuals had numerous affairs, many of them quite public. Nevertheless, both husband and wife remained somewhat constant to each other and influenced the other's life tremendously. As they were both painters with strong political leanings, they intrigued and inspired one another as they simultaneously managed to hurt the other as much as possible. For Kahlo, the theme of intimacy is abundant throughout her life. For her, intimacy takes on a variety of forms and styles. With her many love affairs with men and women, she is both physically and emotionally connected to them. She gets different benefits from the different lovers she has over the years, but she is inextricably drawn to great people. Her very first boyfriend in preparatory school becomes a government leader and is the leader of her clique in school. From there, she marries the internationally famous Diego Rivera, has an affair with Leon Trotsky and Isamu Nogu, among many, many other men and women. Even Rivera himself warns men before they meet Kahlo that they will be drawn to her right away and to be careful. Frida Kahlo stepped into the limelight in 1929 when she married Mexican muralist Diego Rivera. She was 22, he was 43. Hailed as Rivera and Esquo's exotic young wife, she went on to produce brilliant paintings. Today, almost six decades after her untimely death, Kahlo and Esquo's fame rivals that of Rivera and she has gained international acclaim as a path-breaking artist and a cultural icon. This book explores Kahlo and Esquo's life, art, and legacies, while also scrutinizing the myths, contradictions, and ambiguities that riddle her dramatic story. Gandit Ankari examines Kahlo and Esquo's early childhood, medical problems, volatile marriage, political affiliations, religious beliefs, and, most important, her unparalleled and innovative art. based on detailed analyses of the artist Andras Guo's paintings, diary, letters, photographs, medical records, and interviews. The book also assesses Carlo Andras Guo's critical impact on contemporary art and culture. Carlo was of her time, deeply immersed in the issues that dominated the first half of the 20th century. Yet, as this book reveals, she was also ahead of her time. Her paintings challenged social norms and broke taboos, addressing themes such as the female body, gender, cross-dressing, hybridity, identity, and trauma in ways that continue to inspire contemporary artists across the globe. Frida Kahlo is a succinct and powerful account of the life, art, and legacy of this iconic artist. If you would like to have a further reading of the book, you can search BOOKEY online. Good morning, good evening, good night.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.